Okay. We skipped last time, so I want to go back to a paragraph, and then I'll skip the paragraph we did last time. We spoke about Hachana last time, and we'll do the end of the parak. The Omnam on Kuf Zion, the second paragraph. The paragraph before was talking about the chisus of enjoyment, of this world's enjoyments. We spoke about that two times ago. Monday night, I think. No. Night Sunday. Thursday, Wednesday, Tuesday, Monday, yeah. Monday night, I think. Huh? Right, that's why it's so long time ago. Ve'omnam kemoisha tahara samachshava chilaknu l'shnei chalakim. Just like the tahara of one's thought, we divide it into two parts. Ho'echad b'maisim ha'gufniyim ve'ho'echad b'maisim ha'avodah. One, talking about physical actions, that the amount that we involve ourselves in this world should be l'shma. And the second was b'maisim ha'avodah, that we should serve Hashem l'shma. So too, the ion that's necessary in order to be kaina tahara also must be divided into two. In order, at this part I'm going to read a little bit quicker because we focused on it last week. In order to be mitahir his machshava in physical actions, haderechu lahasmid his taklusay al pchisas ha'olam v'ta'anugam. The derech is to consistently look at the lowliness of this world and its pleasures. I have to say, I didn't plan on saying the story, but I have to say the story. I just told this Zevi last week. I had about 2 weeks ago a very close friend of mine came in from Eretz Yisrael, and a very, very, very close friend, came out like a brother. And he came. We grew up together. We went to yeshiva together. We got married the same year. We first year we were married. We ate in each other's houses all the time. We were mechazik each other very much. Our wives became best friends. Our daughters became close friends. It was very, very, very close. And I haven't seen him in 5 years. And he came to America 2 weeks ago. So I traveled in with my family to New York. I left my family with his family. I brought him to Waterbury for an hour and a half. And then Moshe Mernick was kind enough to come with us. He drove us back to New York. We got there at 2 o'clock in the morning. And then, 5:40 the next morning, we drove back with my family to Waterbury. But that was what we did, to spend time. He wanted to see Waterbury, and I wanted my family to be able to spend time with his. So he came to Waterbury for about an hour. He was in yeshiva for Ma'ariv, and then for about 10 minutes. And in that time, he managed to get into a fight with Zevi Trank. The kid, I brought him to my house, and he lives in Eretz Yisrael, you can imagine, in an apartment in Eretz Yisrael, in Beit Shemesh, and I live in America, and his wife is a teacher, my wife is a speech therapist. So he came into my house, and he was looking around, and he's been in other houses of mine, you know, previous years, and I lived in New York, and I lived in Yerushalayim, and I served him a tea, we schmoozed a little. And then I brought him upstairs. I was showing him a tour of the house. I brought him upstairs. So in one room, I have furniture that was being thrown out. My mother-in-law saved it from the garbage. And she's a good mother-in-law, but she saved it from the garbage. And over the summer, someone brought it to Waterbury. I don't remember how it got here. Over the summer, all the furniture was in my living room. And slowly but surely, I spent 10, 15 minutes a day when I used to come up from Seder in the summer, and I repainted the whole thing with different color flowers and everything. It was a very nice, exciting project. And I painted all the furniture in the room, matching furniture. It looks very nice. I was showing him the furniture. I showed him that I painted it, and then I brought him into another room. And the other room, I have furniture that actually was in the garbage before David Bloom found it and used it in his house, who then gave it to me when he went to Eretz Yisrael. That's what I have in that bedroom. And so I was showing him So any Bekitzer, he turned to me after a few minutes of touring the house, and he said, Yossi, I have to be honest with you. I thought your house would be fancier than this. And you have to understand, in this country, when you say that, that's a slap in the face. Azal Sumka, you know, the white comes to your face, you start sweating. But in his terminology, that was with the greatest punim me'irais. He was like so proud and happy. It's like, I thought your house would be fancier. Like, even though we're so close, and he knows me so well, but, you know, when I lived in Yerushalayim, and I tried to maintain the standards of Yerushalayim life, but he still thought probably at 5 years in America already, maybe I would have bought my own furniture. So I said, his name is Yitzchak Chaim. I said, Yitzchak Chaim, are you kidding? I said, I didn't even buy any of this furniture. I hadn't told him the story behind every piece of furniture. I didn't even buy any of this furniture. Whatever's here is just like whatever I managed to get a hold of. There's two dresses that I bought for my daughter. I wanted it to feel special. I showed him, there's two dresses in my house that I bought myself. You know, so I'm describing this to him. You can imagine, like, in other places in New York, let's say, you'd be like embarrassed to admit where you got your furniture from if you didn't buy it yourself from some very fancy store, you know. And I'm telling him, like, not only is my house not fancy, but the furniture, something I got from the garbage. He was so overwhelmed from this Besura Teva that Meroiv Hisragshus, he gave me a big hug and a kiss. I was like, I was shocked. He just wrapped his hands around me. Meroiv Hisragshus. This is a person who, because of his Haravanian learning and because of the way he lives, he does not lose sight for a second of the beauty of simplicity and of the confusion of fanciness. And I didn't admit to him then how many times I wondered to myself, maybe I should get myself some furniture. I didn't admit that to him because I was feeling very proud, and it gave me a lot of chizuk. But in this country, it's not so easy. In this country, we look over our shoulder a lot. And it's true about gashmiyistik acquisitions. It's true about pleasures. It's true about the pleasures of life also. But it's something that's not enough to hear once or to hear twice. It's something that has to be lahasmid histakusai, to consistently look at it that way. I've said this over before. I have another friend. Baruch Hashem, Hashem gave me good friends. I have another friend who I've said this over before. Lives in Flatbush. He's a Yungamana Chai in Berlin. And I still remember that he told me this story. It was such a good lesson. And we were learning a similar part of Mesil Sisharim at the time that this happened. I was by him once on a Shabbos or Yantif. And he told me, he has in his study, he had a new office chair. So we're very good friends. I looked at him, oh, nice chair. He's like, oi, this chair, like he had aggravation from this chair. So I spoke to him about this twice, once before the chair, once after. I don't remember which story I said here, but the point of the story is that he used to have someone's old dining room chair was his chair in his study. And that's what he used to use to learn. It was pretty comfortable. I learned on that chair also when I stayed in his house. So, but someone went over to him and told him that if you go online, you can get a ticket, or you can get a coupon on OfficeMax, which if you go to another website, you can get another coupon, and if you put the two coupons together, you can get a fancy office chair for $20. So the guy went over to tell him, okay, if you want, I'll take care of it for you, whatever. So he said, no thanks. I said, you already have one? He said, no, but I don't need one. He said, I know you don't need one, but it's $20. And this guy, he has $20. He said, it's very, very nice, but it's $20 is a waste of money. I don't need it. I have a very comfortable chair, thank you. So I don't think you understand. This is a $100 chair for $20. Let me just take care of it for you. Ma'amishad kidei obnoxiousness. He doesn't need it. He just doesn't need it. L'hasmet histaklusei apchisus ha'olam v'tanugu. He just didn't need it. And to his chagrin, his wife bought it to him for a present a few days later. He came home to find this chair in his house. What is this doing here? From his wife, he took it. That's what I was doing there when I brought it there. We have to stop being so nispoil. Stop being so nispoil from From beauty, yes, but from, the world is beautiful, there are things that are beautiful, but from owning things and having things, it's mamish, marba nachasa marba daiga, the more we have, the more we worry about. I spoke to someone last night who just got himself a brand new Honda Accord, brand new. Told me he spent the entire day aggravated because he scratched part of the car that morning, got a little scratch on the car. Let me tell you, I was not aggravated yesterday for my car. It was yesterday, day before, whatever it was. But I did not spend any time aggravated to add another scratch to my car. It's just Yishuv Adas. V'hasmit histaklusei al-chisas ha'ilam v'ta'anugam k'meishu kosavnu u'letaher machshavtei b'maisei avodosei. That's the first thing. The second thing is to be mechaven, to do is avodas Hashem l'shma. So yarbe hisbo'inenusei. So what's the not l'shma? So the ikar not l'shma, is to do things because people will be looking at us in a favorable way. It's to daven that extra long Shemoneh Esrei because someone that we know is watching us. To serve Hashem with more Hislavos when people are around. We talked about this. How well does a person daven the Yechidus compared to how well he davens with the Tzibur? A lot of times it's not because davening with Tzibur fills us with spirituality. It's because there are people around him who are davening with Tzibur. Also, we're stuck there until davening is over. We daven the Yechidus, the faster we finish, the faster we're out of there. So Yarba Hisbainanusa, you should think a lot, you should think carefully. Al Tarmis Hakovid Uchzavov, on the fakeness of Kovid and its trap, its falseness. The Yargil Atzmei Livroyach Mimenu, and he should get himself used to running away from it. And who doesn't like a little Kovid? Everyone likes a little Kovid. But we mentioned this again, we're learning Nikias, so we're learning about Kovid. We mentioned this. The Redifus Hakovid is one of the slimiest midas royis of all, and the reason for that is because it's one of the few midas royis that everyone else chaps that you have it except for you. It doesn't even help. The whole mida is covered, and you're the only one that doesn't chap it. Everyone's watching you be right of covered. It's an embarrassing thing. It's mamish embarrassing. If anyone thinks specific, if someone noticed that they were being right of covered or not, people noticed. It's a very, very transparent thing on somebody else. It's very, very transparent. And it's pashut, there's nothing to run after. Besides the fact that it's all chanifa, so much covered is chanifa and fake, and takes away from the covered of Olam Haba, and is being, so many people give you a compliment, they have so many other cheshbonos, why they give the compliment, to whom they give the compliment, the way that they give the compliment, that we just looking around fishing for compliments. It's not even becoming of us. Ozi Nokev, a person will realize this, how nothingness, nothing, the covet is nothingness. And it's fleeting, mamish, fleeting, momentary, like a blink of lightning, it's momentary. Then he'll become cleansed at the time of his avodah from turning to the praise and the compliments that people will compliment him. And his thoughts will turn solely to its master, to the master of his thoughts. In other words, to the Rabbeinu Shalom. That the Rabbeinu Shalom is our whole praise, and he is all our goodness, Ushleimusenu, and our Shleimus. The real praise, the real covet of a person is his Dveikus Bashem. Covet, the neshama is called covet. A person's covet is his neshama. Vayogel Kavoidi is the neshama. The Efez Ula say nothing else is important. V'chein u'aymer, and that's what the pasuk says. Hu sehilascha v'hu elokecha. He is your praise, and he is your Hashem. In other words, the only one whose praise and whose schar and who's looking at us, b'sever panam yafes, is really meaningful and is really important, and really should give us that cheshik to achieve his compliment is the Rabbeinu Shalom. Okay, we're going to skip the next paragraph because we did it last time, and we'll do the last paragraph. The things that make us lose out this mida, that make it impossible to be kind of the mida of tahara, is chesrein ha'izboinen as aloinyanim shezocharnu. is not thinking about the things that we mentioned, the hainu sichlus prisus ata'anugim, the foolishness and lowliness of pleasures, redifas ha'kavod, and chasing kavod, umiyot ha'achana la'avodah, not being prepared for avodah, that's what we spoke about last time. Ki ha'shnayim ha'rishayim, these first two things, the ta'anugim and redifas ha'kavod, heim, this is unbelievably strong words, heim mifatim es ha'machshava. These things, pleasures and covet, seduce the machshava, umamshichim oisa el hapniyos, and they pull a person's machshava to be turned away from avodas Hashem to other interests. Ki isha hameno efes, like an isha who's being mizana, asher tachas isha, that instead of her husband, tikach es zarem, she takes strange people. The pasuk already calls outside machshavas over here doesn't necessarily mean bad machshavas, it means machshavas that are outside, that are not about avodas Hashem, that are not about lishma, they're not about serving Hashem. The pasuk calls them znus halev, d'chsiv leisasuru achrei levadchem v'achrei einechem, asher atem zoinim achareihem. So when we think about other things, when we have other agendas, we have other priorities, It's a znus halev. Ki nimtza halev poinim in amabat hasholim. It comes out that the heart turns away from the shleimustik look. Asher hoyal elikosher, but it should have attached itself to it. El havolim v'dimyonis koizim to foolish, to false, empty imaginations, flights of fancy.